Drew Kesey and I talked about this a long time ago, and they had set something up in Florida about using playing cards, and now Connecticut law enforcement officials are hoping decks of playing cards will help them solve cold cases through the state and local areas. The cold case card decks, which are sold only inside the prison system, are modeled on a successful program in Florida. Again, something that Drew Kesey and I talked about a long time ago. Mike Sullivan, the supervising inspector of the Cold Case Unit and Violence Crime Bureau, told the paper that they're hoping that the first deck will feature photos of victims related to 52 unsolved cases, and these were all issued in 2010. There are now two editions of the cards, with a third in the works, according to the Record Journal in Connecticut. So far, six cases have been solved from tips generated by the cards. The department has received about 320 tips, almost exclusively from inmates who can call a special tip line number and remain anonymous. So, yeah, why not? Playing cards is a good way. And maybe there's someone in jail with a conscience, someone in jail with information that can lead to a case being solved. I'm Dennis Pretzer. That's today's commentary.